John from Scottsdale.
John got a
what size? Yeah, and he put down medium.
He's just a little guy.
But I think he's 35 years old.
Man, he real small, huh?
Yeah, he real. Or he's a
diminutive one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so but we'll get it out, John. John, we don't know where to send it. You got the answer right. I don't even know who you are.
So just send us your address. Yeah. And we'll send you over the sports.
We'll send you a sports show.
Which is just medium. And we'll send you over to a typical sports show. And thanks for emailing, man. I think a lot of people who out there email. We got a couple people who we got it right, but they got a little later than
yeah,
John.
Yeah, but John was first.
John was first. So much love out to John. Thanks for listening to Atypical Sports Show.
Thanks for listening.
All right. So you go next, man. You the one set the table today.
Oh, no, not today. I'm doing it all the time. This is secretly, I do the whole show. Like, I write the whole show. I produce the show. Okay. I cut the show. I edit the show. So if it's great, it's me.
Atypical Sports Show.
Get it on.
Typical.
Typical sports radio show.
Atypical.
Atypical.
Okay, let's all explain why that is so weird.
They speak very fast and very loud.
Atypical.
Welcome to the Atypical Sports Show with your host, Robin Key.
We in.
We up in here. We up in here. As you can see, the
Miami.
I have more trouble in my voice.
I'm going to Miami.
I'm really excited inside my heart.
And I told y'all last week, I said, you know, when I started, I knew we was in. When Rob said, I have no hope. Remember I documented
that last week? Yeah, we worked together that way, though. Because you know that I do it. So you know you have no hope. Yeah, and then there's a hope that I hope that I'm right.
And then I just start texting people. I said, you know what? I mean, we beat Gonzaga.
Word.
Who is the conference champion.
Yes.
We beat Kansas.
Yes.
Who was a conference champion.
Yes.
Who else did we beat? We beat San Diego State. I think they came in second in their conference.
I think so, too.
In the Mountain West.
Right.
We beat Washington, which was their conference champion.
Yes.
Our conference champion.
Yes.
So we just conference champion people. I looked at the top four seeds in all the four brackets. I think we beat four teams.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting?
I don't think too many other teams have done
that. Well, you know.
We in the tournament. Don't act like you all. You know, bring some excitement.
Man, I already did bring my excitement. Right now, my excitement is just going to be bubbling up. From here on, it's just going to bubble. Because here's the whole thing. I don't care what happens. Well, actually, I do. But I don't care right now. We are in the tournament. People are hating.
Oh, I loved it.
They are hating. So I was listening to the radio, dog. And there are people actually talking more about U of A making it than ASU.
No, forget ASU. There's nationwide hate.
Right, there is.
It's not even an ASU hate thing.
I like it.
I've watched Dick Vitale vehemently cuss out Jay Bilas how St. Mary's got robbed. Did you see how Jay Bilas was just snickering like whatever, and the Duke Vitale said whatever.
I'm a little surprised Arizona got in. I know they had to win over Gonzaga and Kansas, but they're 9-9 in the Pac-10 when it's not vintage Pac-10. They lost 7 players to the NBA out of 20 in the first round. It has not been a vintage year, and they get in losing 5 of their last 6 games. 9-9, lose 5 of your last 6, lose 13 overall. I think Santa Claus came early for them.
Do you think, Dick, that St. Mary's is better than Arizona head-to-head?
Yeah, I really do. I think if they played them head-to-head, I think that Arizona, really, Jay, when you look at them right now, they were up and down. They lost 5 of the last 6 games. I mean, it's a subjective thing. We could battle that all day and never really know. But I think when you look at the scenario right now,
I don't have an opinion. I can't say what I'm supposed to say. You know everything. You went to Duke, Jay. When they start using first names, and then, you know, Jay came back. Come on now, Dick.
Dick, you went that route 30 years ago now. I can tell you, mid-majors can get majors to play them. They might not be able to get every game they want. I'll tell you what happens.
I disagree.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
well, you're wrong. St. Mary's can get games if they want them, and they chose not to play the big shots. They had an opportunity to get games, and when they did, I mean, they lost to UTEP, too. Let's not forget that they lost games as well.
They should start using their first names. If they were in the same studio because it was satellite, they was looking at each other on the television.
I didn't see that.
They would have fought.
Okay, you guys are right. Arizona belongs in. They're in, so my argument means nothing. No. They're in. I'll tell
you. We're not saying that. That's not true.
Dick Vitale was sweating blood. And that's another thing. How St. Mary's going to get in when we beat your conference champion?
Right.
We already beat your conference champion.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I don't know. This is the only way I'll feel good about coming in Friday, Miami, Gloria Estefan, Rick Ross Land. You know, our very first show, we start talking about Miami. ASU's in Miami. U of A's in Miami. Who's going to win? How are we going to do it on Friday, dog, when we play Utah? What's going? This is and I need to know my Rob Reed report. Then I know how I'm gonna finish out my brackets.
Okay. Okay. Here's the deal. U of A is in some serious trouble.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We gonna lose, bro. We gonna get blown out.
There's a good chance we could get blown out.
Yes. But, say it like you mean it.
No, but I don't really mean it. But some part of me feels like I gotta say it. Because I kind of like our chances on Friday, man. It's always better when people hate and they don't think you're going to do it. There's so many people out there, U of A should not do it. Yeah. U of A is not going to do it. They shouldn't have been in a tournament. I like that. If we can't rise to the occasion right now, then what do we have anyway? You know what I'm saying? So
the funniest part about them saying we're not going to do it is two reasons. So after Dick Vitale and Jay Billis had their little beef on air. Then they all go through their brackets. So miraculously, they go to the Midwest bracket, and Dick Vitale had U of A winning the first two games. So why are you arguing about they shouldn't have got in, but they in? Secondly, Las Vegas got them 1.5 favorite on a 12 seed over a 5. Does this any of this make sense to you? People just like to argue just arguing.
It's just to bring up something. It's just ignorant. Just to talk about something that don't mean nothing.
Exactly. But Utah does scare me, though.
No, Utah has. See, here's the deal. We have problems to get teams who are very well disciplined.
Disciplined, and they got 7-2 people. Okay. doubling.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's trouble. And the other thing is we would have success. If we can get by this game, we would have success against Wake Forest because they run the court like us. Mm-hmm. It would be open. But this is the game that I don't feel as good about. But, you know, I feel good this because I know we're underdogs and nobody thinks we can do it. So maybe that'll help. But
see, the Wake Forest game, when we play Wake Forest, if Wake Forest gets past Cleveland State, don't sleep.
Oh, and I'm tripping. I got Cleveland State winning that
game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know me, since we're not going to Vegas this year for the first time since Devin was born, I have more time to actually study the brackets instead of worrying about hotel accommodations, right, flight times, people right, getting in, what time we picking up people from the airport, what time I got to go to Costco to right, get all the gear, get everything we got to do, the 11th hour Rob Reed report, if he's going to make it to Vegas or not.
Daddy, why are you going to Vegas again?
I don't have to worry about any of that. Now I'm knee deep in these brackets. Really? You know what I'm saying? I have no excuse this year.
Right. So you are prepared.
Yes.
For the first time in a long time.
Strictly on the games.
Right.
You know, because when we get there, then it's always just a mad scramble. Right. You start hearing that ding, 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 ding. And all the research that you thought you did,
it didn't mean anything.
Oh, my goodness.
It disappears like the wind. It just goes down the street. Like, your common sense of what you would do when you didn't hear the ding, ding, ding would not even be in question. But all of a sudden, you get there, and what you think is up is down, and we think down is up. Mm-hmm. That's how it does.
Well, let me share with you some of the research I did when I did some scouting on Utah.
Oh, so, I like that. See, I like that you do this stuff.
So Utah, they got this dude named Luke Neville.
Explain it to
7'2".
Okay.
Post player. What 17'9". He's a senior.
Okay.
You know? But then I think the key that no one's talking about, he doesn't start. There's this cat named Tyler Koepke. He averages 10 points off the bench. So, you know, our bench game kills us. If he shows any light that he can ball coming off that bench, we're done. Zane Johnson can't keep up.
Dude, what is he doing on our team? But that's another subject.
But I don't know. And then I looked at some games, some comparison games. Utah and U of A played a lot of the same people.
Oh, please give me some bright news.
Okay. They played UNLV twice. One time they lost by 10. The other time they won by 10.
Okay.
Home and away. We lost to UNLV by, I think, 11 or 12 at UNLV.
Okay.
We both played Weber State. Both of us played Weber State at home. They beat Weber State by 10. We beat Weber State by 6. We both played Cal. We lost to Cal twice. They lost to Cal by 3 at home. And then the last one is San Diego State. We beat San Diego State by 11 at home. They played them 3 times, won 2 out of 3. The only one they lost was at San Diego State. They won at home, and they won at the neutral court in their conference tournament championship. I mean, in the semifinals, I think. One or the other. I don't know. Who cares when it was? I just know they played them 3 times.
Okay.
And what's really interesting, I think, is games that we haven't played, teams that they haven't played against, you know, similar teams. But they've played at Oklahoma. They lost by 18. So they stepped up with some big boys. And here's the really one that scared the heck out of me.
I'm already scared. I don't even know why. I don't even know if I want to hear this. Here's what scares
me. Louisiana State University, who won the SEC. Uh-huh. These fools beat them by 30.
Oh man, we're in trouble. All right, so we just proud to be there then. I'm just happy that we there, dude.
It's a 12-5 though. But we're favorite. It's just so much. No, it's like
it's one of them sucker things. It's one of the things I would take if I was there. It's a sucker. It's a sucker bet.
It's just one of those games. I'm just going to just sit back
and pray.
Cheer very hard. Sweat very bad. Wear three coats of deodorant, even though it's the recession. I'm going to go ahead and splurge on my deodorant that day, you know, because I'm going to go over my deodorant budget and be nervous.
I'm already nervous right now.
But if we win. What up? Matter of fact, Rob, where are we gonna watch the game at?
That's what I was trying to think about.
I ain't talked to you all week.
That's my birthday. They play on my birthday.
Are you going out of town?
No.
Okay, we gonna watch the game somewhere?
Yes, we have to.
All right, we'll work that out for off because you know I don't want these ASU people knowing where we at because I don't want to be fighting. They either gonna walk in with so much confidence because they won.
Right. Oh yeah, because they play at 12.
Yeah. Or
they're gonna be coming over so much hate, so much venom. So all right, man. So what? When we get back from the break?
No, I don't want to do no break. Let's keep talking about this basketball, dude.
No, we can't.
Did you do your brackets?
Yeah, I did my.
I'm
brackets.
Too excited for a break right now. What you gonna do? Maybe go walk out the side and talk to Mike. What are we gonna do? Can I just keep talking?
Man, hold on. Yeah, you can go ahead and keep talking.
Okay. Now, who you got in your Final Four? Can we talk about that? Can I talk about who I got?
Yes.
Okay, now, you know I got my boy, Coach KZ.
Oh, of course. What did he win at all?
No. I got Duke in the East, coming out the East. I got Oklahoma coming out the South. But here's the interesting thing about it. I got them beating North Carolina. So I got Blake Griffin versus Tyler Hansborough. Wouldn't that be a good matchup, though? But see, I think Griffin's just better. So that's why I think it's just going to come down to the best player, and I think Oklahoma's going to win that. Putting him into the Final Four. And I'm very interested to hear your four. Do you want me to finish mine, or do you want to do
yours? I want you to finish all of yours.
Okay, and then I got Memphis. Okay. My boy Calipari. We've been having this battle back and forth about Calipari versus Mark Few and the rumors we heard.
Jamie Dixon.
And, you know, he wants Jamie Dixon. I wouldn't mind Calipari because I swear his defensive discipline and his demand for defense and hustle, he doesn't care who you are. If you do not play the way he plays, you'll sit you on the bench. If your name is Derrick Rose, Tyreek Evans, he doesn't care. You have to respect his game. So I like Memphis in that West spot. And in Midwest spots, I got U of A.
What? You got U of A in the Final Four?
I got U of A in the Final Four. But go ahead. I'm not mad at you at all,
but that's amazing. Okay, yeah. So
I got him beating Kansas in a rematch again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else you got?
And then I got Memphis beating Arizona, and then I got Duke beating Oklahoma, and I got Memphis being a national championship. And
wow. It's interesting.
Who you got, my man?
Well, in the Midwest bracket, I have Louisville.
Louisville in the Midwest. Oh, okay. How far you got Arizona going? You got Louisville beating Arizona?
No.
Okay.
I got Cleveland State beating Arizona in the second round.
What?
Then I got Louisville and Siena beating Ohio State, and then I got Louisville beating Siena. I got Louisville beating Cleveland State, then Louisville going to Final Four.
Okay.
So in my West, I have Connecticut.
Okay.
I got Memphis and Marquette. Marquette beating Memphis.
Oh, this is the game here in Phoenix. So in your mind, dude. Who'd you say again? We go into that game. We're going to go ahead and all-star that and just walk in with our, you know. So who you got? What games are we going to again?
I got the Marquette and Memphis.
Marquette and Memphis.
Yep.
What happened with your UConn pick, dog? There's like
show. No. I got Marquette and Memphis playing in the game that I was just talking about.
Oh, okay.
And then Marquette winning and then losing to UConn. And UConn going to the Final Four.
UConn in the Final Four. Okay. Yep. So we bumping here. We ain't got no similarities. Okay.
And so then the South.
So basically, you telling me you got the two number one seeds.
Yeah.
All right. Good job.
Okay.
Renegade.
Okay. I've never been afraid to say what's on my mind. So we got on the South, I have.
Let me guess. Carolina.
Oklahoma.
Woohoo, look at us. All right. You know what? Can I get a pop five?
Okay.
A pop five?
Pop five.
All right.
And then I got Oklahoma. Oklahoma was beating UNC. I got them beating them. I got Western Kentucky giving North Carolina all they can handle.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I got, and then in the East bracket, I got Pittsburgh.
Okay. I can see that. I mean, you got that Jamie Dixon man crush.
And you got that Calipari man love.
You know, you
That's the sickest I've ever heard in my life. So then we got VCU. I got VCU giving Pittsburgh all they can handle before they go in there. So, and then I got Pittsburgh versus Oklahoma in the national championship, and I got Oklahoma winning it.
Wow. You know what? I would not be mad at any of these scenarios, man. But we're going to document this real quick. Your Final Four is UConn, Louisville, Pitt, Oklahoma, with Oklahoma winning.
Yes.
My Final Four is Arizona. I tripped myself up. Seriously. Arizona.
Okay.
Memphis.
Okay.
Duke.
Right.
Oklahoma.
Right.
With Calipari winning.
Right. With so, Calipari winning.
Calipari winning.
And I got to make
Tyreek Evans. Okay, here's my thing on Memphis real quick. They do not play one player under 6'5". There's not one player that plays under 6'5". They all 6'5 to 6'10 and all do the same thing. They like the real...
They like the basketball version of iRobot.
yeah.
They
yeah.
just all do the same thing.
Like your boy Biggie said, one of them old 6'5", 6'7 brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. They have athletes, though. They play that pressure defense. That's why they got them out there. So, I mean, but I just... when they play a team that's structured and that's going to hit the jumper and they hit the medium range shot, they have toughness. So, I mean, I can see Memphis going, but I just see Marquette being that team that has guards who can actually do that to Memphis.
I hear you. And I think we got our picks documented. On that note, if you don't email the show,
for real, I don't want to
atypicalsportsshow@gmail.com.
atypicalsportsshow@gmail.com.
You also can type your email into our email session.
Yes,
there's a box in there, and I know it works because we got a few that way. Matter of fact, shout out to my boy G from New York. He hit us up.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what it is. And, you know what we're talking about.
And our boy from Bulgaria who hit us up, man, on the west side. That was tight. And, yo, you guys, so just do that what you got to do. Email us. Let us know what your Final Four picks, because we won't believe you after the fact.
Yeah, you can't run around talking about, I knew this was going to happen, and you didn't put your money where your mouth is.
And so, seriously, so we don't want to know what your 32 picks. We just want to know what your Final Four pick, Final Two, and then who's the champion. That's all we want to hear. Just send it straight up through the email. We'll read them on there, maybe some of them on. We won't read all of them, we can't guarantee that, but definitely you'll get documented, and the winner will be documented as getting a t-shirt from Atypical Sports Show.
And how about a CD with the Cartel with the Clash?
Okay, that's tight.
You know what I'm saying? We go back forth with the Cartel, Mavado, Clash,
right? And little reggae. Like, so if you have a little party, a cool little reggae CD for you, that'll be put down by Atypical Sports Show, and an Atypical Sports Show shirt
for promotion only.
For promotion only.
For promotion only. And we out. We gonna take the little break.
Can we take a break now?
Please take a break.
Okay.
And before we go, though, I did want to talk about, because I don't think we're gonna talk about basketball when we come back. What do you think about Todd Bozeman and Morgan State? Can he be a candidate? That's something I want to talk to you off air about. What would happen if we hired Todd Bozeman?
On that note, Atypical Sports Show, we out. We come back from the break. Holla.
Robin Campbell here.